Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. Joining us online this morning, it's the Mayor of Orange, Reg Kidd. Good morning to you, Reg.
Hi, Neil. How are you today?
Yeah,
a bit warmer than we were the other night, I think.
Oh, yeah, the Light the Night March down there Friday down there at in the South Court. It was cold. It kept numbers down a bit, but, geez, there was a passionate crowd there. And thank you to you, mate, for getting up there and doing all the emceeing duties. That was wonderful.
No. Look, a really important cause, you know, blood cancers, and there's a whole range of them. And I know it's touched your family, but there's not too many people, when you actually do talk to them, that it hasn't touched the family.
Mm.
And congratulations to Olivia West and all the crew and all those young people that were down there helping, including your boys. And it's quite emotional to when they have the walk with the lanterns. And I said to Olivia afterwards, it's not the amount of people there. It's actually making the statement. And we've got to shake the state and federal governments to put money into research in this area. They do in a lot of other areas. This is an important area where I think state and federal government should come to the fore.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. It was bloody cold, wasn't it? And we got to give a shout out to Lucy Austin, the young musician who came over from Cowra. She didn't get paid to do the gig, but it's near and dear to her heart as well. So she braved it and just got on with it, and she's amazing.
Yeah, good on her. And, yeah, she's got a lovely voice, and, yeah, gave up her time and come across, and look, that's terrific. And look, the sound system, voluntarily done.
Yep.
The rapid response crew there cooking up sausage sandwiches and all sorts of bits and pieces, donated all the money back to the cause, and the people that had made cupcakes, and just everything was sort of volunteer. And isn't it great? Orange, we can be really, really proud of ourselves and some of the groups that we have that go that extra mile to help others.
Yeah, absolutely. And they'll have my unwavering support for the next year's event as well. Now, the Australian National Field Days, just days away now until that big event rolls into town.
Yeah, and things looking good. I had a meeting out there last week, and things are looking good. You know, the odd shower out there, it's greened up, and the exhibitor list looks very, very good. Exceptional, actually, this year. The major feature will be Central West Beef. And it's got some very good talks programs coming up, and I think it'll be a good roll-up. You know, I know we're in drought in most parts of the state, but I think this is the opportunity for people to get away from the drudgery of drought, have, you know, talk to a few friends, have a look around, kick a few tyres, and, you know, I really look forward to it. And, you know, we're the longest and oldest field days in Australia. And overlooked by a lot of the community. If you look over a week of activities, the amount of people that brings into Orange, into motels, restaurants, pubs, clubs, and into the district, it's one of our major events, and quite often we overlook it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It will be big once again this year. Now, the wine show judging happened last week for the Orange Wine Show, and one big winner was Colmar Estate.
Wow, they really cleaned up. Absolutely brilliant, and well done to them. And they were there and got a number of the major awards and different wines. And there's no doubt, listening, I was sitting with the judges, and they're world-renowned judges, and they were just talking about, you know, how every year it just amazes them how our recognition is going worldwide with our wines. And we were talking about, you know, various times sparkling wines didn't have a big reputation. Now they have, and the rosés are difficult. You know, they're getting recognition, and so they said that the bar's being hired all the time. It's getting higher and higher and higher, and we're really on that, both national and international map with wine.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I will help. You and I are helping them.
We do what we can when we can, don't we? Just to help the industry grow. Let's just leave it at that. All right. Now, you're in Sydney yesterday, rubbing shoulders with the top echelon of government.
Yes, look, the local government conference is on at Warwick Farm at the complex here, the William Inglis Motel, which is magnificent, and the new selling complex, and out at Warwick Farm, and things have certainly changed out of the Warwick Farm racecourse out here. It's just magic. But, yesterday, Premier and Deputy Premier, Leader of the Opposition, Minister for Local Government, who do we have? The Minister for Agriculture. So lots of discussions on water, waste management, rates, costs of government elections, whole host of topics. So it was good to have a breakfast where you can informally talk, and then a question period where there was it went for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, you know, none of this one or two questions, and then shut it down. It was excellent. Well done.
Fantastic. I'm with the Mayor of Orange, Reg Kidd, on the line this morning. Reg, thanks for the update, mate. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Neil, have a lovely week.